Ramble.
Grüß Gott, I am Fluleborg, and it is now a boom time.
Boom time! Boom time! Boom time! Boom time! Boom!
Welcome everyone to a very sassy, and when I say sassy, that's half tasty, half sassy episode of Boom Time, where we go back in time, just like Michael James Fox in That Strange Car and the Man with the Afro. Have you seen this film, Alex? Future on the Back Boys? Back on the Round Town.
Which episode?
Episode what?
I mean, Back to the Future 1, 2, or 3.
Oh, all threesies, my Jeezies.
What happened in 3? He went to cowboys. The Old West.
Yeah, cowboys.
And then he had a cousin, or it must have been a previous generation version of him who was like a cowboy version of Michael J. Fox.
Can I tell you a truth? I've not seen it.
Oh, really?
It's like The Matrix. If you see 1, do you need to see 2 and 3? Not with the Back to Future. I know we've just spoken of this some episodes ago, but still, this.
We spent 20 minutes talking about The Matrix 2 last time, and I don't think you had even seen it.
I have not.
Okay, so let's not do that again.
But anywho, we are going return to time and exploring some more childhood stories of my life, Lula, because Alex, you have insisted you are so curiosity, just like the rover that NASA sent to space in 2012.
Oh my God. Yes, I agree.
Great. I'm excited to answer all of your questions, Alex, right now, because guess what happens? A warm-up!
Boom time! Boom time! Boom time! Boom time! Boom!
Today's warm-up will be the game that I'm going to make up right now.
I love it.
I want you to go deep, deep, deep into your memory.
Oh, picking out a shovel as we go.
And name the first food you can think of that you would eat often in elementary school.
Streuselkuchen.
And what is Streuselkuchen?
Yeah, very close. Streuselkuchen. Yeah. Streuselkuchen.
Streuselkuchen.
Streu.
Streuselkuchen.
Like, hey, I'm the beast, die Streus. Like Streuselkuchen.
Streuselkuchen.
Yeah. Okay, Streusel is like a crumbsies, like little crumbsies on a cake. And so the cake is here, and then the baker's like, oh, this looks plain. Let me grab some crumbsies and toss them on the cake, and it's done.
And so when you're in elementary school, you just get the crumbs?
No, it's a whole cake. I had it because the teacher was not paying attention. And so it was nap time. It's from 12:45 to 13:15, they were snapping. But I cannot nap. This will shock you, but I do not sleep very much.
Yeah.
And so everyone is sleeping and snoozing and snoring, and I'm just a hungry bumpkin. So I look up, and the teacher is reading the Tageszeitung. And so I get up, and as the newspaper is in front, you know, just like in the films, like, oh, I can't see nothing. The newspaper is up. You know what I mean? And then they look down the newspaper, and Indiana Jones is running by. Have you seen Raiders of the Lost? Anyway, so she was not paying attention, so I ate the Streuselkuchen on her desk.
Great. That was a great warm-up into what we're doing today, which is a deep dive into your childhood. We're actually going to open up the childhood of your car.
Oh, once more. Great. Let's change my baby oil. Yeah.
We're going to change your baby oil? That sounds uncomfortable.
Incorrect. Yes.
We did this once before. This will be Fluleborg's Childhood Stories, Part 2.
Part 2.
Part 2.
Yeah, Teil 2.
Teil 2.
Okay.
Boom time!
It was a lot of fun the first time we did it. We even had your mom call in and talk about how you used to throw liver out the window when she wasn't looking.
Yeah, that's not a euphemism. That was actual liver from real windows.
So you probably metaphorically threw liver out the window too, but let's not figure out what that means.
Oh, no. Don't dig those holes.
What I wanted to first ask you was, what was the difference between elementary school in Germany and what you've learned about elementary schools here in America?
Well, I do not know so much. I know that, as I said in the introduction, we had mandatory napping.
Yeah.
And so napping was, you must nap. It's time for nap.
Well, that's a big difference. You know, I think in preschool here, you might have napping. But once you get to elementary school, there's no napping in first grade at that point.
Yeah, we had mandatory
napping.
Napping, you must snooze. Go sleep.
Which it makes it harder to sleep if someone says, you must sleep.
Of course.
It puts a little pressure on it, right?
It's like, don't think of a purple piranha. Good luck.
I just thought of one.
See, yeah. It's in your head. This is how it occurs. So, yeah, I could not do it. So, the napping was mandatory. And also, do you guys have a snacking time?
Yeah.
We have snacking time.
Yeah.
Right before the things they're thinking, if you have just had the snacks and you will snooze, so right. Snack and snooze combination. So if there would be snacking before the snoozing.
So and what would the snack consist of? Just some
nuts.
Nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What kind of nuts?
A hazel.
Hazelnuts.
Always hazel. Yeah, hazelnuts.
Just that everyone gets a handful of hazelnuts.
Yeah, cheap and chewy, as you know.
Yeah, high in protein.
Yeah, it's a hazel.
And then you go off and you have your little cubby holes, little...
What?
You have little areas where you
What
nap.
Is a cubby hole?
It's for like
a bear?
It's like a shelf.
Or you hibernate? Is it like, oh, we'll let's nap in the cubby hole because cubs are bears and bears hibernate?
Yeah, I think that's where the term must come from.
Oh.
I think I had a cubby hole in preschool where you would put your things. I'm looking at other people. Does anyone know what a cubby hole? Yeah. Oh, lots of nods. See?
Okay.
Your books, maybe your blanket.
What do you mean, a blanket?
You're shocked that a preschooler would have a blanket, and you're also telling me that when you're like in sixth grade, you had naps?
Yeah, on the yoga mat.
With no blankets?
No, it's no time for blankie. What do you have? A blankie and a tucking in and, oh, must floss first. No, it's a yoga mat. Sleep.
So it's just like all these kids just lie down on the hard ground with one yoga mat, sleep.
It's like hatha yoga, but no hatha, no yoga, just children sleeping.
Room temperature yoga, just the end, the savasana.
The who?
I think it's the end of yoga when you sleep.
It's called a savasana?
Yeah, basically.
Great. Sign me out for that.
What would you do when you finished elementary school? Did you go to a relative's house? Did you just run freely through the streets? What was your post-elementary school life like?
Yeah, B is the answer. I would run free through the streets.
Yeah.
I was busking as a child.
You busked?
Yeah, that's a word, right? When you sit and scream at people on the street and then have a hat and people give you Deutschmarks.
Yeah, I mean, that's one definition of it.
I would, yeah, I
busk.
Had a busk. Yeah, I played a posaune as a child, and posaune is...
You played a piranha?
No, so, oh, nice try. I will not think of that in my head. No. Posaune is a trombone, and I played it as I was a little small child, and I wanted to make some dollars in Germany, Deutschmark, sorry, there are too many currencies.
Sure.
Yeah. We were near to a base, so sometimes the soldiers would give us dollars as we played terribly. But I would play with my trombone on the streets. I would go to Nuremberg with the U-Bahn, and then I would go.
So you would busk with your trombone just in the town square as like a seven-year-old?
Yeah, from 7 to 11, I would go with my posaune, my trombone, and I would just play any song that I knew, which was like the German version of like Cross Hot Buns or what Buns Cross Hot or whatever the song, what's it called?
There's a German version of Hot Cross Buns?
Yeah, Ode to Joy. You know the song.
Sure, that's just Ode to Joy.
Yeah, well, that's a German Cross Hot Buns.
Is Hot Cross Buns just Ode to Joy?
No, but like in America, if someone's like, hey, what's the Ode to Joy of America? You would say Cross Hot Buns.
Right. Okay. So like the hamburger of Germany is like chicken schnitzel.
Isn't it frikadelle?
Right. It's not just a different type of hamburger.
Oh, yes, exactly. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That now makes perfect sense.
But then I would also, as I learned more songs, I would play some Dr. Dre and also Snoop Dogg. With the trombone.
Really?
But it's very difficult because it's always the same loop over. It's like, you know, it's like. It's the mother binky D or double G. And so I would play the trombone and then try to rap. But because I did not have a looping pedal in the moment, it just sounded like a man playing the same eight notes and then screaming English rap.
Yeah, it's very hard to rap while your mouth is in a mouthpiece of a brass instrument.
Yeah. Would you like to hear my most embarrassed of the posaune stories?
I was hoping you would tell me that.
When I was in 11 years old, there was a football team and I
football.
Was foot soccer. Yeah, and
soccer.
I was very excited to play my trombone. I wanted to learn how to perform with the public.
Yeah.
And so I asked the team if before the game I could play like the school song.
Yeah.
And they said, we don't have the school song. And I said, that's okay. I know next episode by Dr. Dre. And so I try to play the next episode song, which of course has some Nate Dogg parts like, hold up, hey, with a doozy muzzy busy bum boom boom. Yeah. But then while I was playing the trombone part, I start to make mistakes. And the mistakes, when you play a posaune, it sounds very funny to make a mistake. And then as you are laughing, it is a danger. It is the death rattle of your song if you are laughing while playing with a trombone. Because as you are laughing, you're like, oh, pff, oh, pff, and then these pfts make the most best of the noises. It's like, it sounds like a drunk elephant. And then you are laughing so hard. And everyone is very annoyed because you are supposed to play a solemn song, which was the school song. And then everybody, and it was very embarrassed because I gave up. I just stopped the song.
That is amazing. Did you think at the time, if you nailed Still Dre, they would think, oh, that must be the school song?
I think they would be like, we did not know our school song. Now we are loving it. Let us all get tattoos.
Even though Flula kept yelling, hold up.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
I could not use many of the words in the song, as you know.
Right.
Because as a German Caucasian 11 years old person, you should not use many of the words.
Some of the explicit language in the lyrics, right?
Yes, yes,
it was
yes.
It was too real for them back
then. Too explicitly, yeah, too real. Too real Holyfield, yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
Boom time! Boom time! Boom time! Boom time! Boom! Time.
Support for Boom Time with Flula comes from Wix.com.
With Wix, you can create your very own professional website.
Choose a template you love and customize it by adding your own
text, images, and videos.
With hundreds of intuitive design features, you can tell your story
exactly the way you want.
Want even more for your website?
Yes.
You can easily start a blog.
Well, then launch an online store or even create an event, Alex.
Share everything in a click on social media and drive even more
traffic to your site with SEO tools to get found on Google. And what's SEO again, Alex?
SEO tools again.
Thank you.
Wix has all the tools, including SEO tools, you need to create the exact website you want.
You can even create a beautiful website while listening to...
Beautiful.
This.
It's beautiful.
Podcast.
Podcast.
Yeah.
Over 140 million people choose Wix to create their website. Create...
yours today!
Get started now by going to Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
/boomtime to get 10% off. By the way, these 140 million people, that's like 1.6 Germanys.
Again, that's Wix.com
/boomtime to get 10%
off.
Thank you.
Tiki Toki, what time is it?
Boom time!
Oh! I was wondering if you had any stories about paparazzi. I just, some reason that just came into my mind and I don't even know where that came
from. That's so funny. As a child, my parents did know I was enjoying performing. And so they did want to prepare me for the performing. And they were like, you must always, Flula, you must always be prepared. You know, like your scout boys, like always be prepared, no matter what.
Boy Scouts.
What?
Boy Scouts.
Okay. And so you must be prepared for it.
Right.
So they were like, some things they would do is they would like, Flula, time for a dance now. And then I would make a dance and I would invent it very quick. It could be in any moment. We could be like at the Möbel Krügel, which is like the IKEA of Germany. If you are there by the couches and it's time for a dance, you must just make it. Go make the Running Man, you know.
This is explaining so much about your current personality.
Yeah. This was how it was formated.
Is it a nature, nurture?
Sorry, who?
It's both.
Mm. Who are these? Oh, Naughty by Nurture?
Nature or Nurture?
Yeah. Hip hop, hooray! Ho!
Which is it more of? Nature or Nurture? What do you think?
Oh, are we speaking about what are we cooking?
Oh, my God. Sometimes.
Yeah?
I don't even know. You know Naughty by Nature.
I do. Hip hop, hooray. 1993.
You have an advanced degree in mathematics.
It's a rumor. Yes.
But you don't understand the general concept of nature or nurture?
Nature by nurture.
Okay. So...
they wanted to prepare me for anything.
They were like, someday you're going to be a star.
Well, they did
possibly.
Not know.
They're like, let's just prep for that.
Yes, you are wanting to entertain. Okay, well, be ready for all the things to include the paparazzi.
Right.
You know, so...
so while you're dancing in German IKEA, there might be paparazzi there. In the future, in your future life.
Yes, but if you are dancing, you are ready for paparazzi. So, but if you are like reading or perhaps walking or you know, in the toilet, you are maybe not ready for paparazzi.
Okay.
So my parents would often just in the odd moment scream, paparazzi! And then I would need to be prepared. And so there is a photo. It's on my Instagram. We can share it somehow on the Boomtime Twitter where I'm on the baby toilet. I think I'm 5, perhaps. I do not know. When do you learn to not baby toilet?
Earlier than 5.
So I'm probably still 5, let's be real. And so they did yell, paparazzi! And then I make a nice big smile face and I have a sun's hat that is always near to me so I can put it on so it looks like I'm ready for the pose. And then they took the photo.
So just at any time of the day,
yeah,
your parents might kick open the door and go, paparazzi!
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
So you could be sleeping at 3 a.m.
Oh, yes.
All the lights on, paparazzi!
Yes, exactly.
And you would have to find a pose.
Yes, exactly. Like I would do the like chin on the fist and chin, smile innocent. Or like, what? Oh, like always I think you must have an emotion like, what? Or, oh, who's that? You know, you need to say what the phrase is that will give a fun face for the Associated Press reporter who is photographing you.
This really, like I said just a couple minutes ago, is such a window into what I'm looking at right now, which is you.
Okay.
And what you became.
That is what happened, yeah.
So what if you weren't ready for a paparazzi?
Well, you just, it's no excuses.
You always have
to
be ready.
You have to be ready. Is the fire department not ready for the blazes?
I assume occasionally they're
not. No, they have the pole. They have always had a snack. They're ready with the rubber suits. That was me with a potential camera person.
As an adult, if someone yells, paparazzi! Yep. That was a test, and you made a very smooth transition into a very photogenic pose.
Oh, yeah. And sometimes you make a tiny sound inside, like, hey, as you are posing.
And what's the purpose of the sound when it's just for a still photographer?
Because a still photo can smell sound. Do you know what I mean?
I actually do know what you mean.
Yeah. It's like when they're like, hey, let's lip sync the music video, but you should maybe still sing it, because when someone is lip syncing, it looks so stupid.
Yep.
But if they are singing for the realsies, that's why I'm like, oh, when the photo occurs.
Yeah. It's like, it reminds me of when we made our movie.
Mm.
There was a scene where you and David had to sprint away from a wolf.
Oh, yes, we did.
Random version. But the first couple takes, we didn't want to make you guys full on sprint, because we're trying to figure it out and just figure out the blocking, which way you're going to go and all this kind of stuff. But so you kind of like half ran and it looked so stupid.
Yes.
But you were trying to make it seem like you have to sprint at full speed or it doesn't look real.
You look like an idiot.
Yeah.
You need to go for it. You know, like in the canoes and the kayaks of life.
Sure.
If you are like, I was once on the rapids that are rapid. In the waters.
The rapids that are rapid?
Yeah, the rapid rapids in Costa Rica.
Mm.
And the man was like, hola. And I said, hello. And then he said many other things that my friend did translation for me.
Yeah.
But the rule of the white water paddling is if you are paddling a little bit, you will fly out of the boat. It's like nature will kick you and throw you into the waters.
Yes.
But if you are paddling super, super hard, that is when you are most safe.
Yeah. I think there's a metaphor for life in there somewhere, but
really?
Who knows what it is.
About the paddle.
Hey, baby, just paddle super hard and you will be okay.
Paddle, baby.
Paddle super hard and you will be okay.
And if you forget to paddle, just wear a life jacket, you know? Just in the cases. Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I was also wondering.
Yeah.
If, did you guys ever go camping or do any sort of outdoor things like that?
Yes, we always did camp. Is in my childhood.
Yes,
because my parents was in this time some teachers, and so we had summers that were not they were free for working.
Amazing.
Also, Germans, we get like 14 months a year of vacation. So
like the naps, it's required.
Oh, we must do it. You must take the vacation.
Yeah.
Of course, you have Kur. You go on Kur. Kur is like, oh, let's go away for 6 weeks. You must do it every 7 years. Hang out in a nice little hotel.
Where did you guys go camping?
We would go to many of the small countries near to me, like Luxembourg, Liechtenstein, Österreich, you know, these places.
Yeah.
We did one time go to Norway.
Yeah.
And we went up there and it was amazing because, or as you would say, Alex, amazeballs, you say it.
Mm-hmm. I'm always saying that.
Oh, you're such a man that says it.
Yeah.
So in the summertime, there is no sundown. It's up all the time.
Yeah, I took a similar trip when I was a kid to Norway.
What?
And during the height of summer, and I remember going to a 11 p.m. concert and coming out of the concert, and it was still light outside.
What was the concert?
Classical music of some sort.
Yeah, what were you wearing?
Probably just kids' clothes.
Yeah, I remember you. Oh, that's crazy. I was also wearing kids' clothes.
You were probably just wearing like a children's toilet strapped to your butt just in case.
Just in case.
Just in case the paparazzi
that's
came.
That's the paparazzi. Oh. It's a paparazzi. You can be in any moment you like. I was definitely wearing a very large fanny pack.
Amazing. And did your dad ever take you to any sort of camping conventions or any sort of camping related things? Or
yes, I see what you are asking now. So my dad, it is in the finger when you say quote, I'm fingering my quotes, you know.
I don't think you should say that.
Okay, well it's the so camping convention I'm using.
Stop fingering the quotes.
Okay, but that was, he would say it, this was a code word for a secret adventure with just me and my father, with a camping convention. And so I know what you're asking about. So it's a photo I did again with Instagram. It's a photo of me with two ladies who are wearing sachets that are saying penthouse.
Yeah.
So here's what occurred.
Two ladies wearing sachets that are saying penthouse.
Yes.
Yep,
and
okay.
When you saw the photo, you're like, that's strange. Why did Flula upload a photo of Corey Feldman onto his Instagram?
That's literally what I thought. And we'll tweet this photo. But you posted that. And I just was like, that's a really random photo of Corey Feldman. Like, why would Flula just put that on Instagram?
Yeah.
And I didn't think twice.
Yeah, don't think twice.
After that.
Yeah.
He does weird stuff. Who knows why?
Well, it was not Corey Feldman. It was me. And I can think it's probably in the time of this, I did love the film Goonies.
Yeah.
It was my favorite film of that time. So that's probably, you know, like when you own a dog and you and the dog are start to look very similar, you know.
Which
like,
is a real thing.
Yeah. Well, I think if you love a film, you start to look like it as well. Perhaps?
Well, in this case, yes.
Yes. But to rewind, why is this photo? Why am I with two penthouse architects?
That's my question.
Yes. Okay. So as a child,
two
I was...
Two penthouse architects?
Yeah. So...
Is that what the girls at penthouse do you think?
I thought so. Yes. So, well,
let me... We'll talk about that later.
So I would like to explore everywhere in the house of where I was living, yeah? And so under the bed of my father, there was many magazines. And it's like, oh, what's this? And they all say penthouse.
And hold up. And you thought they were architecture magazines?
Well, yeah.
Okay, let's keep going.
So it's like penthouse. So my father loves architecture. It's a secret hobby.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did.
Very secret hobby.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I wrote to I found the address for penthouse, Germany. And I wrote, I said, hello, my father is loving architecture. I want to make a surprise for him for the Christmas and things. When can he meet some architects or something? And so they did write back and they said, yes, it's perfect. And they saw the address, you know, Adresse. I was near to Nürnberg in this time.
Right.
They're like, we will be at this Consumenta place and we will be having a party.
The consummation place?
No, it's called the Consumenta, which was like a convention center in near to Nürnberg.
Not a consummation place.
What's this? No.
Well, I don't know. Okay, go ahead.
So they were like, you can come. We will have a moist shirt party or something. I don't know what. And so I said, that sounds weird and great. So I told my father, and my father was very afraid that I did this.
Yeah.
But then he was also very excited to meet some architects.
Yeah.
So he took me in the automobile and we drove to the architecture party, which was very... You know, it was not what I was. There was not a lot of mathematics. There was not a lot of, like, you know,
blueprints,
nails, wood, you know, things like this.
What was there?
There was a lot of very rowdy boys in like the 40s years old, and they were like, do like grungy, but not like Kurt Cobain grungy, like maybe have a shower and not be so gross boys. And they were screaming at the architects who were at the front. And the architects were all, I guess that is their favorite part of the house. They were all wearing the sachet at penthouse. And they were throwing ping pong bällchen. They were throwing ping pong balls into the sky. And then if you may catch it, then you may have a photo with some of the architects.
Oh my God.
And my father, who is of average, more than average tallness.
He's like 1.8 8 meters?
No more. I am 192. He's like 191.
I knew it. I knew that 2 meters was like way too tall.
That's, yeah, pretty tall.
1.9 something. Yeah, yeah. It's above average, but not insane.
That's right. Yeah, okay. Thank you for speaking my mathematicals.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And so as they were tossing the ping pongs, my father, of course, with the long arm, boom, catch a ball. And I was like, wonderful, father. You may get a photo with your heroes. And he said, no.
No, Fula.
No, I cannot do this. It's unacceptable. Mama may never know about this. And so he pushes me to the architects. And we take a photo with them, which you now see on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I was looking very shy, as you can see in the photo.
And like Corey Feldman.
But I think the architects loved me very much, because before they took the photo with me, they were taking photos of other architecture fans.
The grungy boys.
The grungy boys. And the grungy boys were like being very grungy, like trying to touch buttocks and like be weird. I was like, this is not very scientific, but... the architects were very excited that I was just an innocent small boy who wanted his father to learn more about keystones.
And they were friendly with you.
Yeah. Yeah, the photo does evidence this, yes.
Wow. And did you find that after that day, you were more or less interested in the field of architecture?
I did start to make lots of sketches. And so I was sketching lots of buildings. And also I fell in love with a sash.
Right, which has to do with architecture.
I assume it's like, you know, a chimney sweep must wear all black with a long hat in the thing. I thought then architects must wear a sash to like tell you which parts they like the most. So I assume there's some that may say basement or like, you know, foyer. And then they loved the penthouse.
Okay, so we'll leave some of that aside for a second. I want to go back to something you just said, though. A chimney sweep. Must wear all black with a hat.
Yes, of course.
And
ride a black bicycle.
Right. So this is a German thing where your job dictates what you wear.
Yeah. And the carpenter must wear a very weird hat with like short bell bottoms. And then he must have...
Short bell bottoms?
Yeah, yeah. It's all blue. And then he must run around also with a bicycle. And then he has like a ship apprentice. Where he works with somebody, and then they must decide, shall we work together longer or no? And then if it's no, then you go and you build your own wooden dolls and things.
Okay, so the crazy hat that he wears, can he just choose that himself? Could it be like a fruit basket?
I don't know. It may be like Harry Potter with like the hat, whose hat is who? And you lift it out of the stack, and then Dumbledore says, this is your hat.
I haven't read Harry Potter, but...
You've not seen the films with Snape?
It must have been inspired by the carpenters of Germany.
I would imagine it.
But, and then the cut-off bell bottoms is what really confuses me, because what function could that possibly have?
For safety, perhaps. Yeah. I think if you're like sawing some wood and then a chip comes down, but then the chip wants to hit your knee, but no, it cannot. It must slide down the grooves of your bottom bells, and then they fly away from your ankles. You know, like how a good Gore-Tex wicks away sweat? I think a good bell-bottom wicks away woody chips.
A good Gore-Tex wicks away sweat?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Everyone knows that.
Of course. Do you not have a jacket of Gore-Tex?
Yeah, I do have a jacket of Gore-Tex, I love when it wicks away sweat.
Yeah, you like this?
Yeah, I love it.
I love wicking.
I love it.
Yeah.
Any other crazy uniforms that German professions would wear?
Like
nurses? Like in America, they wear very specific things.
I can say many doctors are wearing white Birkenstock, which I find very strange.
It is weird to see your doctor's feet.
Well, they wear socks.
Well, that's worse,
which
maybe.
Is, I think, perhaps weird. Yeah, like for here.
You think of in the medical situation, in a medical location, you don't want to have an exposed sock.
Yeah,
right.
Or, yeah, just like I can see a man's toes wiggle. And he's also diagnosing me with Streps rot. It does not make sense.
Right.
Yeah.
I think my friend Pete and I, who you know, have a thing.
Pete and I? Who? No, I don't know Pete and I. Is Pete and I the science guy? Who's Pete and I?
I'm just going to keep going. Pete and I and I. My friend Pete and I and I.
Okay.
Well, you'll meet him someday.
Great. So I'm excited.
My friend Pete and I have a thing that we... often talked about
how
it's a little strange sometimes to see doctors wearing their, or nurses wearing their scrubs just in public.
Mm.
You're like at a coffee shop.
Yeah.
And waiting in line in front of you or behind you is someone wearing their scrubs.
Oh, yeah.
And who knows what's been on those scrubs? You know what I mean?
I have a question.
Okay, sure.
Why was TLC so anti-scrubs?
Well, I think for the same reason.
Because it's awkward and they're like, I don't want no scrubs.
Yeah, because who knows what's on them?
Scrubs are the thing that may be.
Yeah. So what? Because, you know, there could be bodily fluids on the scrubs or something. Okay. And you're like, you might brush up against it.
And then now I have, weird, right? I have this blood on me.
I think it's kind of strange.
Okay.
So I think that's what the TLC
song
No Scrubs
was
obviously referencing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No scrubs.
What? That's not what was.
How
that?
Does it go? How does it go?
I don't know. Let's ask Pete Nye.
Oh, he's not here.
Okay.
Okay.
No scrubs.
Scrub is blue, and I wish that they were sometimes platinum, because blue scrubs, they are very boring. I would like some variety.
Scrubs.
Amazing. Well, this has been a fantastic trip down childhood lane. I'm wondering if, did we miss any brilliant childhood stories that you had thought of that we had not talked about last time?
And my mother's just called me, I saw.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, I wish I had answered.
Well, pretend that you were her.
Okay.
And say what she said.
Ja, hallo, Flula. Wirklich gut, dich zu sehen. Ich würde gerne den Pete Nye mal kennenlernen, wer auch immer der ist. Ich habe keine Ahnung.
I don't think that's what she said.
Und weißt du das Gore-Tex, Vixivay Svet? Hast du es gewusst? Tschüss.
Oh, she's still gone. What did she say?
She just mentioned you and Pete Nye, the science guy.
And did she have any other stories that we had missed? Or
no.
This was just
no,
a
she was
way
just
to
reminding
dig
me
into
that,
me again.
That Gore-Tex, Vixivay Svet, which I thought was good to know.
Amazing.
Boom time say oh 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 oh
yeah.
Boom time say oh 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 oh.
Ha ha.
Are too many men and ladies finding you sexually attractive? Introducing a slide trombone. With a slide trombone, you can walk around the city and the streets and everybody will be like, oh, who's this nice person that I'm definitely not attracted to in sexual ways? Wow, I love this person, platonically. With a slide trombone, you can walk around or just sit in the coffee shop and next to you is your tromboner and everyone will look at you and say, he is nice or she is nice. I definitely do not see myself in a nighttime nudity location scenario with this person, but I bet they can play 76 trombones by Glenn Miller. Very great. They only need 75 more trombones. Protect yourself. Purchase a trombone today.
Time.
So I think my final question would be, what was your romantic life like? What was, did you have any first crushes? Were there any other people who you had your eye on or had their eye on you? You know, what were some of your memories of interacting in the world of romance as a child?
Yeah, some deep crushes.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you, I was very much in love with music in this moment. So like people are still asking me like, what is your life with the romance? And I say, I'm dating a techno beat, like a whole note or a 16th note.
Or a red vegetable.
What?
Go ahead.
And so, yeah, vegetables.
Try to do what you always do to me, by the way.
Oh, which is what? Reference vegetables? Oh, your New Year's resolution, 3 salads a day.
I had one yesterday.
Alex, I will tell you, saying the word salad or mentioning a vegetable is not the same as eating one. So, try again.
So you're talking about dating a techno beat. Go ahead.
So as a child, I was always thinking, I love that. But then there was a time when I met this person, it was an exchange student from America.
Huh.
Yeah, Aaron. Huh. And Aaron was very nice and very cool. And so I would always speak to Aaron about like cool American things.
Yeah.
Because that was also the things that Aaron was knowing.
Right.
And then one time when Aaron was speaking about the Goonies, which was not, we did not see many of these things.
Yeah.
You know, so I was just hearing about the Goonies from Aaron and I became very excited because of just a copper pot, you know. How exciting. And then
and you hadn't even seen it yet.
What? No, just a word. What a cool name.
Yeah.
Chester Copperpot. So many C's and P's in a word. You know, have you seen this before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then did anything develop after that, or was that kind of just it?
Oh, we smooched.
Oh.
We smooched.
You and Chester?
Yeah. No, what? Chester? No, Aaron.
Oh, you and Aaron. Aaron.
Aaron. Yeah, Aaron. Uh-huh. So Aaron and I began to smooch. I was like, this is so exciting. And then Aaron said, I agree. Let us smooch.
Interesting. Yeah. And how did that go? How was your first smooch?
It was awkward.
Yeah.
It was in the class.
Yeah.
It was during the snack before the snooze.
Yeah.
And so everyone was eating Streuselkuchen and things.
I remember my first kiss.
Tell me about this.
I met this girl at the park. I'm not going to say what her name was.
You met her at the park?
We like agreed to meet at the park.
How
this
did
was
you
like
agree?
A planned thing. We're like, let's go meet at the park.
I mean, and do what?
I don't know. I think we were just like, I mean, I was like 11 or something.
Was
12.
It, was the agreement arranged via notes?
Probably, yeah. Probably like, will you meet at the park? Yes or no? Click one, you know, check
click
one.
Click one. Was it a tablet?
Well, this is only like a couple years. I'm only 16.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. You gave her your iPad mini and said, click one.
But it was under a water tower in a park in Idaho. And I remember after we'd kissed thinking, like that, this is what it's all about. Like, I'm like, I don't think I'm into this.
It was
like,
not good.
No, it was not.
It's not what it's all about.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know.
It's not, sorry.
Yeah, but you enjoyed your first kiss.
Sorry, I had the song, if you put your right foot in, you put your right foot out. That's what it's all about. But you decided that's not what it's all about.
When you had your first kiss, you were singing that song?
Well, yeah, with your tongue. You put your right tongue in, you put your right tongue out, and you shake it all about.
How was your first kiss? I'm trying to ask you this.
Oh, I was too. It was very wet.
Yeah, yeah, that's how they can be.
Nobody knows what is appropriate. And so everyone is just licking everything like it's a cookie or something. And you're like, right. Why is everyone licking? Yeah. This is very confusing.
Exactly.
That's not how I would imagine this. It's not pleasant. It's
right.
Not pleasant.
That was my whole point.
Yeah, it was not like, pleasant.
This whole experience has been talked about a lot in culture and movies. I'm like, it's not that pleasant. When you don't know what you're doing and you're not really sure why you're doing it.
How long was the smooch for you?
I don't know, probably like 5 to 10 seconds or something, right?
Okay.
And then, how long was your first kiss with
like,
Aaron?
2 to 5 minutes. Yeah.
2 to 5 minutes is actually a pretty wide, like 5 minutes.
Well, I heard that, you know, we have the dingy ding between the breaks. And so we heard a dingle. It was 5 minutes because we did it for between. That's always 5 minutes between the dings. Do you know what?
At school is what.
Yeah,
you meant.
School dings.
Yeah, I was like, are you at a boxing match?
No, it was not Lennox Lewis, Evander Holyfield. It was just, you know, in the back. Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And Aaron is a real person because, you know, there's a thing that often happens in America where people say they had like a Canadian girlfriend, but you're saying Aaron was an American. Did this really even happen?
What part? Yeah, all of this has occurred. Why would I fib about this? People fib about ladies and men they have smooched in the past from other countries?
Children do.
Why do Americans do this?
Just the general insecurity of not being good enough, probably.
For an American, so they conjure a non-American?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I love my Portuguese beau.
Yeah, normally not Portuguese, probably. But
why? Portugal not so great as a country.
You
don't really like it.
I think a lot of American children probably don't even know Portugal as a country.
Is that true?
I think so.
Oh.
Not great on geography these days.
Okay. New Year resolution to go back. We need to learn all of the countries, Alex.
I know.
All of them.
Why aren't you learning that in school?
Well, I'm not in school.
Oh. So we have to go back to elementary school, like
yes.
Billy Madison.
And Michael James Fox. Yeah.
Part one.
Yeah.
And learn all the countries.
Learn all the countries.
It's like 180 something,
yeah,
maybe?
186, something
okay.
Like this.
Yeah.
187 for the doody daddy bum.
But yeah. There's not 187 countries, are
there's
there?
Not?
I don't think so.
Let's find out.
Okay.
Boom, 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 boom.
Boom, boom, time!
Ooh, this has been a really interesting trip down memory lane. I learned a few things I didn't know about you, and I also learned a few things that explain a lot about you.
I'm very
paparazzi.
Oh, hey. Oh.
Exactly.
I'm very excited to see a diagram of your smooch event at the park.
Oh, man.
So please share that with everyone. And if you don't draw it, I will and share it. So be the warning.
And I'm excited. We should have your dad on the program someday to talk a little bit about his love of architecture.
Yeah, something is telling me he will refuse and deny this, you know. But yes, I will ask. This would be very fun. He's very weird about his passions.
Speaking of smooching.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day is coming up.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to do a special episode where Flula is going to provide love advice.
Yes.
So if you could call in with any relationship advice,
yes,
love advice, please, love making advice, I don't know. Call in 1-800-GAGA-FOR-FLULA.
Well, okay, 424.
call in whatever I
2435852. It's GAGA-FOR-FLULA.
Oh, that's that.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. It would be more fun,
right?
If
wouldn't
we
that
did
be better?
1-800.
Let's try this again. Call in at
HAHA and the number 4 and then FLULA.
Which numerals is also
GAGA-FOR-FLULA.
But in like numbers, it's...
Oh, yeah. 424-243-5852.
Call in. And Flula will provide hard-hitting and insightful and romantic advice.
Also very honest. Let's be real about it.
And just real.
Just hard. Just hard and honest.
Hot?
Hard.
Hard.
Hard. It's hard for me. It's difficult for me to say hard.
Hot.
Like die hard.
Die hot?
Hard.
Hot.
Yeah.
Great.
Gaga for Flula. Gaga for Flula.
G-A-G-A for... F-L-U-L-A. G-A-G-A for... F-L-U-L-A.
So look out for that on coming up on Valentine's Day.
Or before.
Or slightly before. Whenever it airs. You know, whenever the Tuesday is around then, who knows? Only the Mayans know that kind of stuff.
Yeah, they're the only ones with the calendars. Oh, except for the Flula Flalander, flulashop.com shout out. Everyone, thank you very much for listening to this delicious episode of Boom Time. I hope you enjoyed this looking under the hood of my baby times. And Alex, I'm so excited for you to mimic and perform the smooch in the park with me right after we finish. So I'm excited for that.
Let's do it.
Great. And everyone, please go to your places where you receive your podcasts. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Schnangbang, Flute Woot. What's the new one that we have? Stitcher, Wheat What? And all of the other places where you may download your podcast. Subscribe to Boomtime, leave us a comment, and perhaps, I don't know, we will read your comment on the next episode. So do this. We would love it very much.
I agree. Yeah, I agree.
Okay, that's it for here. Signing out from here. Bye-bye.
Oh, my God.
Time!